Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Right. No, that's right. I want the victory parade to go right through downtown Dallas. the exact route that Kennedy took before the Oswald surprise. Let me get back to you. Hello?
Sorry to interrupt that other call. It's the Musers on the ticket.
Didn't realize we were already on.
Making plans, huh?
No, but we are and we aren't. But 3-0, baby. 3-0.
It's an impressive start. It's 2-0, though, technically.
Well, that's two football wins and one win against the Oxnard neighbors. So that's 3-0.
Okay. Still talking about that?
Of course. Still gloating over winning over the little guys there. You know what? I think Dak needs to get more 11-hour tattoos. I mean, this has been great.
Yeah. No turnovers,
I know. Did you have any idea that one of the side effects of general anesthesia is not throwing interceptions? I didn't know that.
I don't think they're related, but
I didn't know that. We need to stuff an ether rag in Dak's face every night if he does this well. $40 million. That's what I pay him, right?
Yep.
And I thought Romo was a miracle. Actually, Romo is a miracle. You listen to his broadcast,
he's a lead analyst, yeah.
Lead analyst. Can't believe it. Unbelievable. But I cannot say enough good things about Dan Quinn and Michael Parson.
Micah?
I mean, they are just so both full of positivity and non-triteness. Non-triteness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're incredible. Incredible. Although that Dan Quint kind of annoys me with the hat thing he does.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Defensive coordinators just turn it around for some reason.
I don't know. Didn't Jay Norvell's mom criticize Dan Quinn or something recently for that?
You're kidding. That was the Dion deal.
I can't remember. Yeah. Oh, Dion. Tell you what, he took my GM into heart, didn't he? And he's doing really well up there in Colorado.
You think he had a good effect on him?
I really made a good impact on him. And I think Michael Parson, he's going to be the greatest defensive player since that manster Randy White, who played in the 1800s, I think.
It wasn't that long ago.
I mean, just incredible. He was putting on a show out there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's amazing.
I'm really worried I'm going to have to pay him about $100 million a year if he keeps playing this well.
you might.
I mean, I may have to sell my helicopter or Gene's forgiveness yacht. I don't know.
You've got plenty of money to pay Micah.
Do I?
Yeah,
I'm worth
billions.
A lot on paper. I'm worth a lot on paper.
Oh.
But, you know, I got to sell the Cowboys in order to pay Michael Parsons. That don't work out. How about that old C.D. Lamb, huh?
Yeah.
Great game.
Three words for you, C.D. Lamb.
It's two.
He's got that hair that looks like some weird Japanese anime character, but boy, can he catch a ball.
Yeah, he's great.
What's with the finger sniff celebration?
I don't know. A lot of players are doing it these days.
Has he been doing steakhouse restroom stuff like I used to do?
Jerry.
I mean, that's what I used to do. I'd do that finger sniff celebration to Steven when I'd come out of a steakhouse.
Oh, gosh, we
Jerry.
Don't need to know that.
Stop it.
Head in there with some 20-something with daddy issues come out of. Well, anyway.
We are on the air.
Are we now?
This is on the air.
Let's start. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Well, you're riding high, and you should be.
Riding so high, George, riding so high. I even was riding high enough to talk to Taylor Sheridan. He's in my suite yesterday.
We saw that. Just kind of like the 90s, all the celebs in the suite.
Yeah, and apparently he's looking to make some new show about a wealthy, dysfunctional family that owns a billion-dollar business but keeps running it into the ground because of bickering and out-of-control egos. I'm not sure why he wants to talk to me. I guess he thinks I know about television or something.
Yeah, that must be it.
And Deuce Vaughn looked pretty good.
Yeah, he had some plays.
And I GM'd him up, didn't I?
You did.
I guess.
Oh, doesn't Deuce Vaughn kind of look like a grade schooler dressed up as Deuce Vaughn for Halloween?
A little bit.
It's kind of Inception-like, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Brandon Aubrey. Want to give a shout-out to him, kicking them field goals, kicking ass for the Cowboys. Very proud of him.
Yeah, it's nice to not sweat the kicker.
Very nice. Looks like we got a kicker.
Yeah.
And Craig, looks like we got a kicker.
It's right. Amazing some of these players you found as the GM.
I'm telling you, I'm just GMing the hell out of this in my later days. I mean, this is great. And I know there are a lot of people out there who would tell you that they're really disappointed that Aaron Rodgers wasn't able to play in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
But I am not one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them. What other people call a Jets curse, I call Jerry's answered prayers. I'm so glad Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, gosh. You shouldn't pray for that.
Hell, Aaron Rodgers is on the Cowboys almost as much as I have over the years.
Yeah, he kind of has.
He's kind of been our ayahuasca kryptonite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're having fun with it.
We're just having fun. That's all we're doing. Go Cowboys. See you, Jerry.